We're now at the river again, by the Millennium Bridge, the first of 21 bridges over the Clyde between here and Dalmarnock.
If we turn to our right to head east along the river, right in front of us is the BBC Scotland building. If it's open and accessible, you can have a look inside. There's a public cafe on the ground floor, and it's worth having a look inside this exciting building.
Keep walking along the river, heading east, with BBC Scotland on our right-hand side.
The Millennium Bridge, which we've just passed, was built in 2002 as part of the Glasgow Science Centre development. The footbridge consists of four sections, and the centre two spans can be raised to allow big ships to pass through. The bridge links the Science Centre to the SECC.
If we look over to the other side of the river, on the north side, we see the site of what was Queen's Dock, not quite as big as Prince's Dock, but a large site nevertheless. And this was filled in and then re-emerged as the Scottish Exhibition and Conference Centre in the 1980s. The three main structures there we can see are the SEC main building, the Clyde Auditorium, fondly known as the Armadillo, and the Scottish and Southern Energy Hydro.
The BBC Scotland building, known as BBC Pacific Quay, houses BBC television, radio and online production and broadcast facilities. It was opened by the then Prime Minister Gordon Brown in 2007 as the BBC's Scottish headquarters.
The building is a state-of-the-art facility and houses the corporation's first HD newsroom and studios for six radio stations. Before it moved here, BBC Scotland was located in a collection of old buildings in Queen Margaret Drive in the West End, opposite the Botanic Gardens.
The move here was part of a redevelopment of Pacific Quay and establishment of the Digital Media Quarter and Creative Clyde. The Pacific Quay building is home to the biggest TV recording space in Scotland, with seating for a studio audience of over 300 people.
Several national productions are based here, including primetime shows like Question Time, which moved to Scotland as part of the BBC's national output policy, which includes locating shows like the drama Waterloo Road here too.
The BBC's Gaelic language division, BBC Alba, is based in Pacific Quay too. Jointly owned by MG Alba and the BBC, BBC Alba was launched in 2008 to serve the Gaelic-speaking population in Scotland, which is mainly based on the West Coast and around the Highlands and Islands.
BBC Alba's programme content is entirely produced in Scotland. In addition to Glasgow, the channel has studios in Inverness, Portree on Skye, and Stornoway on Lewis. Outside broadcasts have also come from the media school at the Gaelic College, Salmorostig, which is located on the south of Skye and has the most sophisticated television studio in Scotland outside Pacific Quay.
We're just passing by Bells Bridge here.
Bells Bridge was constructed in 1988 to link the SECC with the Glasgow Garden Festival site.
Bells Bridge is made up of three sections, two of which are suspended by cables that run from a needle-shaped pylon. These sections of the bridge can rotate horizontally on the south pier to allow large vessels to pass by.
We're heading towards the Clyde Arc, better known as the Squinty Bridge.
As we approach the Squinty Bridge, or the Clyde Arc as we're supposed to call it, we start to see some of the reminders of shipbuilding heyday of Clydeside. We see, for example, the Clyde Navigation Trust building, which sits between the Clyde Arc and the Scottish Television building. This was built as a Prince's Dock hydraulic power station. Now, that may sound like a fairly mundane industrial building, but Sir J.J. Burnett, one of Glasgow's most famous architects, was called in to produce this building. Not only did he produce something that did what it was supposed to do in practical terms, which was produce hydraulic power that worked all the mechanics of the docks, he also managed to incorporate into it the Tower of the Winds from Athens, replicating the eight-sided monument from the Acropolis in Athens, which showed the eight winds that the Greeks had names for.
There's a Premier Inn on our right-hand side. Keep going and we'll hear more from Ronnie about the Clyde Navigation Trust building as it comes into view. But first,
Opposite us, on the other side of the river, we've got a fine view of the SECC, particularly the Armadillo or Clyde Auditorium, to give the building its official name, which is a big 3,000-seat venue modelled on the Sydney Opera House, and the new SSE Hydro Arena. The Hydro, which opened in 2013, can seat up to 12,000 and was built for music and other entertainment so that the other spaces in the SECC complex could concentrate on conferences and exhibitions.
The Clyde Navigation Trust building was converted to office use in the year 2005 and now houses a number of organisations, including a radio station. It's one of the few buildings we can see right at this point in a sea of modernistic buildings that have been produced and have changed the skyline immeasurably. Not only are we seeing different vistas as we look over Glasgow from here, we can see, thanks to much of the slum clearance, we can see the Tower of Glasgow University almost everywhere we go in this part of Glasgow. We can see in the distance some other church towers. We can see the towers of Trinity Church up at Park Circus. But mainly what we're seeing is more recent buildings, buildings that are produced as eye-catchers in themselves, and buildings that are increasingly becoming familiar, not just to Glaswegians, but to tourists as they turn their attention to the Clyde.
On our right, you can see the historic Clyde Navigation Trust building. The radio studio that Ronnie referred to earlier was established when independent radio station Beat 106 launched in 1999. The station was later sold to Capital Radio and became a variety of different radio brands, including XFM Scotland and Galaxy.
We're now at the back of the STV building. If you look closely, you can actually see into the studio for the Riverside show on one of their channels, STV Glasgow.
Scottish Television is an independent television network and production company with its headquarters right here, which broadcasts as the Scottish franchise of the ITV network. STV moved to Pacific Quay in 2006, having been based in Cowcaddens prior to that. The channel began to broadcast back in 1957 from the Theatre Royal.
The company sold the Theatre Royal to Scottish Opera to be converted back into an opera house in 1974. STV broadcasts a mixture of original and opt-in ITV programmes. In 2014, it launched STV Glasgow as a locally focused subsidiary.
On our left, on the opposite side of the water, is the Finiston Crane. Ronnie can tell us more about it.
On the north side of the river, we can see the Finiston Crane, which came into operation in 1932, operated by electricity, and is one of the four giant cantilever cranes still on the Clyde. There were once five, one's gone. We still have four of these giant cranes, which are four of the only 11 remaining worldwide.
On either side of us now are the two rotunda buildings, which are the entrances to the original Clyde Tunnel.
Another heritage building we can see on the north side is the North Rotunda. If you look across the river, we can see its counterpart on the south side, in Tunnel Street, strangely enough. And these rotundas were the entrances and exits of the Harbour Tunnel. The Harbour Tunnel was built in the 1890s as a way of allowing people to move around the Clyde. There was so much shipping traffic along the Clyde that trying to get across it was sometimes impossible. So it made a lot of sense to have a tunnel. Originally two tunnels, one was for horses and carts and one was for pedestrians.